Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That calendar's broken again. We normally do this in the evening. This week we're just doing it this because we get more viewers, and we thought let's. Blah, 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 blah. And then next week we're doing it Monday evening, Friday evening. We're off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Here's the problem we encountered yesterday. We enjoyed this too much in the daytime.
We had lives. I haven't had a life for quite some time.
It was genuinely right. You know, I'm anxiety and all that kind of stuff. Oh, I've got that book for you. I think you might be sat on it.
It's here.
I chased after you yesterday after you left, but you'd gone.
Oh, like a dog chasing a car.
No. I ran to the door and saw that the car wasn't there. Well, fuck, silly girl.
That's not really chasing. That's limp.
That's okay. I did limp because I've sprained my ankle. But I get anxious and stuff. And so when I wake up like 9, 10 in the morning normally. Mm. And then for the whole day... I've got to do the show later. I'm worrying about the show and I can't relax and I can't... The show is there. But the show was done by 1 o'clock and we had a day and we went out to Tesco.
Yeah, we watched a little bit of crap on telly.
Watched some crap on telly. I cooked a little bit of fish. Never cooked fish before. And we had a bit of lunch. Then you went. I might have had a doze. I had a walk. That was what I did. I had a walk. Trying to walk, like trying to get 5,000-6,000 steps in a day, just because I haven't done any exercise for a year. Had a walk, came back, little doze, watched a movie, watched a bit of What's on the Tapes, went to bed, listened to Bezic, and it was great.
I, on the other hand, have lost all my pleasing yourself time, really. It was good to be...
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Pleasing yourself time.
Well, normally when the kids go back to school, I get to do what I want.
You can say, I get to fiddle.
I can do that if I want. Do that all afternoon if I want. But now, I'm commuting back and forth. I got back just in time for the school run. In time. So, but it's doable. I guess that's what happens to people who work proper hours.
Alfred's an idiot. He said, let's do mornings then. Seems like it's better for everyone. No, no, no. It doesn't, though, does it? It seems like it's better for me. We've not quite heard if it's better for her yet. We will do. And maybe it's better for you. But there will be people to whom this is not better.
Yeah.
So, but yesterday, I can't do Thursdays generally because I've got college. I haven't got college this week. So, did you find this better? I felt happy yesterday afternoon.
I felt all right, yeah. Yeah, I did.
You saw more of your kids?
I saw more of the kids. That's the thing I've noticed, that they appreciated me being around. Like last night, you know, normally on a weekend I try and make a big fuss and we do something fun because there are limited fun things you can do. So we've got this big screen and a projector and we watch a film through my computer using the projector. We did that while eating our tea last night and I'd made tea and I was sitting around ready for making tea, you know, and I made them breakfast this morning and so my youngest didn't eat just a load of crap, which is what she's been eating, not on my watch. Not blaming him, but Nutella and on a brioche, I think is excessive.
Harry Moynihan's stream says, morning good.
Oh.
We'll do a little survey.
Does that
means
mean
nothing.
Nighttime bad.
We're going to do a survey. Sorry, you were talking. I'm going to do a survey that means nothing, right? Mm-hmm. But you carry on. Go on.
Oh, no, I'm done. So, yeah, you know, I'm spending more time with the kids, but I'm spending less time with myself. And I could really do with just, like, you know, an hour now and again. But it's what people who work normal hours get.
So I'm going to do a survey. And this survey, this isn't like a, well, 70% said you prefer it in the evening, so we're going to do it in the evening. I'm just curious to what you people at this precise moment in time are thinking.
We're obviously speaking to people for whom this is easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jelly bean.
And so I was out for my walk thinking, I can't do 5 mornings a week because of college, right? We're contracted. We have a slightly different setup with Twitch than a lot of other people. Twitch pay us a kind of base level to keep us on the platform, right? And for that, they get 60 hours a month and 6 minutes of adverts an hour, right? Yeah. And so that, and then, you know, subs and stuff and da la 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 la. So we've got a slight advantage over other streamers, okay? It's not masses. We're not rich, but we have a slight advantage, okay? Which is why, and it works. That we want to stay here and make this work. So, what was the point of me saying that? Oh, so I'm thinking we can't do 60 hours a month. We can't do 5 days a week. How would we do it? Would we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, Thursday evening? Well, that would be hard. Oh, Thursday evening going into Friday morning, that would be exhausting. That wouldn't work. La, 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 la. So if we do, and then it dawned on me, we are still approaching this like it's TV or radio, right? It hit me, and this was the first idea I had, and none of these are set in stone, right? It hit me, we could do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 4-hour shows, 16 hours a week, 32 hours every fortnight, 64 hours every 4 weeks. Most months you'll have a few days over as well. So after 4 weeks, we've hit the target doing 4 shows a week, and there's a few days in hand for most months. So I thought, shit, we could do that.
Yeah. I mean, Vix Fax is saying your viewers might get confused if the times move around. No, they won't, because they can always watch again. You can always catch up whenever you want. And it would appear that a lot of people do that more than watch live.
Then you and I said that to you. We could just do 4 days a week because this isn't radio. As long as, you know, as long as we flag it up, we could do 4 mornings a week. This isn't radio. I feel better. I feel healthier. So after 1 day, we'd have to do it for a while to see the sustained results. And then you said something that I don't quite buy into, but I'm open for discussion.
Yeah.
About a travelling carnival.
Yeah. That we could just do, you know, we could put a monthly schedule up.
Yep.
And let you know when we're going to be online. Because here's the thing. If the consistency argument worked, we wouldn't be getting way more viewers here now.
Then I had a...
We've been consistently in the evenings and it's been sort of bubbling away around 1,000, maybe a bit under, right?
Yeah.
We're already smashing that. And people haven't, you know, Nigel doesn't know where we are, but then again, he doesn't watch. But you know what I mean? It doesn't seem to make that much difference.
It'll be like Dylan's Rolling Thunder review, exactly. And in 40 years, Scott will make a semi-fictional documentary about it.
And we'll catch people as we go around, and they'll be watching it, whether they're watching it live or not, whatever is convenient to them.
Thank you,
but
Jack.
It only really matters if you're bothered about the chat. And here's the thing. Most people aren't bothered about the chat. Most people aren't bothered about the chat. I know for people who are, it's, you know, it becomes important to some people to be part of that and be watching live. And in that case, they'll make it work. I really believe that.
Then I had an idea, and I've seen someone mention it today, that we could, because I personally think, from what I have heard and read from successful streamers, it is suggested one has a schedule, and one sticks to it, that regularity, because we don't, these numbers, we got 1,645 watching us right now. The numbers, I don't want to go into too much detail. There's a little bit of magic going on with those numbers, just the way the Twitch is thing. I mentioned this to the mods in the Discord yesterday, just saying, before we go public with this, I'd like to get your views.
Mm-hmm.
And they did say, someone suggested, it might have been Pete, I'm not sure, or Lonely God, you'd have to give it like a month to see if the subs go down, go up, probably a couple of months, because some old subbers might let go and we might get some new subbers. So see if there's a difference in the in terms of what comes in, right? And that's true. Then I thought today, it's schedule in this country, schedule if you're an American. Then I thought today, well, we could alternate weeks. Week morning, week evening, week morning, week evening. I don't know. We don't know. This is day two of doing it this way. And all I know is I felt happy yesterday.
I don't know whether consistency means exactly the same time or just the number of shows. The fact that you can rely on there being a show there for you when you're ready to watch it. And, you know, this is the Wild West at the moment. I think the lucky thing is that we've got time. We've got our days. Yeah. We're not doing this as a sideline. This is the line.
Jimbo, I'm going to time you out. It's only for a second because I don't know how to do it for, like, I can only do it between a second and a minute, but I'm going to time you out. That's arrogance. We don't like arrogance. Arrogance is a sin. And you will be better than that.
What I see.
Jimbo says he's.
What I've noticed is that.
Might be right.
What I feel about Twitch is that you need. It's about luck. And we've spoken to people. When we spoke to the heroes of Twitch, right? When we were talking to All Music Considered, people like that, they said it doesn't matter what... No, it's not this. The content is one thing, but actually a lot of it is about luck and being there when that wave comes, right?
Yeah.
We don't know where the wave is at this point.
No. No. We don't. We're still coming at it from a very...
Oh.
Very... Jalford says alternating will mess up your sleep. Not if it's week on, week off, I don't think. I hope it wouldn't mess up sleep, I don't think. If you're doing like three on, two off, that's when it gets...
Newsflash, my sleep is already shot. I've been doing this for years.
We've got kids.
And we've been working nights for years. I don't go to sleep on a weekend before 2 o'clock in the morning because I cannot go to sleep. This morning, after last night, I think I went to bed about midnight. And I woke up about 6:30. That is a first for, like, years.
Then someone says, can you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, daytime, Thursday and Friday at night? Yeah, I mean, almost everything is up for grabs here at this moment in time.
And again, we're talking to people here who are bothered about being here for it being live. Most people aren't.
I had a brief chat with our good friend Paul Filbert.
Oh, yes, I'm aware of his work.
And Paul Filbert said, you topped someone's numbers for most of your last hour, and I dare say there are even greater numbers coming your way. Selfishly, I will miss the evening vibe if you do end up moving, but myself and everyone else will simply have to adapt. I replied, we need to think, but here's something, Paul, I feel happy. And he replied, two replies, then there's nothing to think about. And then the second one, does it work for Catherine? Because obviously I'm saying, I feel happy. But if it makes us happier, and Kate makes a good point, difficult to gauge because people are working from home at the moment. So it's really difficult to gauge.
Will people be working differently in the future? Again,
yeah.
We don't know.
So,
but again, it's the emphasis on the live aspect. And you find it important because you're here. But loads of people don't. And that's not how they're accessing media anymore. Are we being old-fashioned?
Greedo says, take your time deciding if it means you can keep the show going for longer. The show is going on until July the 19th. Right, we've got a year. And from what we've heard, the show is going to go on until July the 19th, 2022. That's what we've heard. And I have no reason to doubt that. And we're speaking to our man at Twitch on Friday. So we can run all of this past him as well, because he has a background. He knows stats. He knows numbers. He knows what works for other people. So we can say we got this idea, and he might go,
that's a terrible
that's
idea.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. What the hell? You guys are crazy. But I know he wants this to work. We want this to work. But I felt happy yesterday.
Dang.
I did sink. Thank you, Harry Moynihan stream. I did sink last night. I did have a worry about money, as I often do. And I just felt miserable. And I thought, oh God, I've had a real rush for about 10 days, 2 weeks, a sink is coming. And it doesn't mean a sink is coming for me. Didn't quite take yesterday. So I've got kind of things in place that I can rely on a bit. But I do think, and I've got, let me phrase this carefully because I don't want to upset anyone in the chat. And I don't think I will, but I want to get this. Wee Claire, thank you for
hey,
the bits.
Thank you.
Wee Claire, when are you coming on the show? Posy vibes are great. We're loving it. Let's get a shout out for Wee Claire, who's a brilliant streamer. who's doing a lot of good stuff. And I was going to reveal something you revealed to me privately. I don't know if you've mentioned it on your stream. You might have done, but I ain't going to reveal it here. But there we go. Your head's been all over the place. WhatsApp soon. Dates incoming. Whenever. You know us. We are chill. What was I going to say? Oh, okay. This is. I've got to try and phrase it in a way. I believe, I know
that
BAPT says it's only been a day. Exactly. Judge it when a week is done. I think maybe we do 2, 3, 4 weeks and then we judge it. You know, luckily we've got some days off next week so we can kind of percolate. I know that. Let me speak for myself because I don't want to put words into Catherine's mouth. I know that I have given more of myself to you willingly than any other radio TV presenter. I don't say Twitch because I don't, you know, there are people that give a lot on Twitch. I have given more of myself to you willingly than any other TV or radio presenter in this country. In this country, right? And it is exhausting and it's been cathartic and it's been painful and it's been beautiful and it's been wonderful and it's helped create this thing. I'm only speaking about my contribution. Kath can share hers if she wants in a second. And maybe I need to take a little something back and put something back in there. And that might be moving to a time that is not convenient for all of you because it makes my life a bit better.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah. You'd be able to go. Once things open up, you'd be able to go to meetings, you'd be able to do stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm going to a meeting tomorrow. Thank you, Vix. I'm going to a meeting tomorrow night that I haven't been to for ages. It's a really good AA meeting. And that helps. But do you feel the same? Dom will come to you in a second. I can see you ringing in. I'll call you in a second.
Seeing the joy on my children's faces that I was around last night made me realise that life isn't all about working, is it?
And this is, you know, working. No, but we get to for years, but this is
when
work.
They were little. From when they were little, I was working. Because I'm paying half a mortgage and because I wanted to, because I'm lucky in that I've always enjoyed my work, not always, but since they were around, I've always worked strange hours. So I'm around in the morning and a little bit in the evening and then I disappear. Or when I was working breakfast, I would be around from lunchtime onwards. But my little one in particular misses me, I think.
She has been struggling, certainly the last, it's been visible the last few months.
Yeah. So I was glad to be around last night and I think it will make a difference. But, you know, there are always sacrifices. Unlike what the Spice Girls told us, you cannot have it all. So, you know, it means that I would not get time during the day to myself. But I'd need to work out another way of doing it.
Claire, thank you for the bits. Claire, you don't have to give us bits to chat on this channel. I can always see your comments. Real life is important. Changing my schedule up to be a real human again. My brain was suffering badly before. I was hinting at earlier on, I'd love to talk to you about all of that
and
stuff.
And didn't we notice when we stopped doing breakfast that we had gone flipping nuts?
Breakfast for 4 years is not a sustainable
But you don't realise when you're in it.
Are you going to change the channel name, email address? No. The TLNA, the PIN number, the TLNA is the brand. We need you lot, though, to come up with a new, what does TLNA stand for? All of them have been rubbish. We're not changing the letters. There's a couple of calls. Let me take this call first, and then Don, Kwafi Twat, we're going to come to you. I've got to stop doing doing a voice every time I mention you.
Hello?
Hello there, this is Ian and Catherine. You're on TLNA. How may we help you?
Hi, both. Long time listener, first time caller. It's Mick Hughes in the chat. I was just listening to what you were saying about changing the hours.
Yes.
I once had a job in a really large company. For 28 years, I was working with them. And it was driving me absolutely mad. I suffered a lot during the later years with mental health issues. And subsequently, my drinking got worse. I've been sober for 5 years now.
Well done, man.
47 years old I was when I had my last drink. 52 well now, but I mean, it's I lost everything. I lost my job and my relationship with my three kids and my house. I was on my knees, really. And they kicked me when I was down. Instead of giving me the help that I needed, and they showed me the door. And they even gave me a return to work date. And then on the day before I was due to go back after all the jumping through hoops for them, they phoned me up to say, no, we don't want you. Which sucks, obviously. But I remember having a conversation with a good friend of mine and regarding stress at work. And he said to me, he said, well, Mike, he says, how much would you pay? He said, regardless, he says, say you're on 40 grand a year, whatever. Yes. He says, how much would you pay? He says, somebody to alleviate the stress of your working life. And he said, you'd probably pay him quite a bit, wouldn't you? And I said, well, yeah. He said, so just pack it in and do something else or take a step down. He said, because the cutting salary doesn't equate to your happiness. So when Paul said to you, Ian, and I'm including Catherine in this because obviously you both do a brilliant job there and you've both got to be happy. But when Paul said to you, you said to him, what makes me happy? He said, well, there's nothing else to think about, really.
That was, Paul can be very direct at seeing what is obvious, but that I can't see, that I can't see. And he's right. If it were just me, easy. There's two of us. And then it kind of, you know, filters out to partners and kids and other stuff. But another thing that makes it easier is we're not homeschooling anymore. You know, that has changed. Yeah. That's a big, big thing. We couldn't do this when we were homeschooled. We could, but it would be very, very tricky. And
well, especially because we don't show our children on screen.
No.
So people were saying to me, why don't you do some streaming at home? Well, it's difficult when I've got kids there.
Yeah.
And you know, what it's like when you're if you sit there looking like you're doing nothing, or if you're sitting down, they immediately, you know, it's mum this, mum that. So,
oh God, I mean, yeah, I get that completely. I really do. I mean, I'm quite fortunate now. I mean, I've sort of rebuilt, or trying to rebuild. It takes time, the relationship with my three, but I've got two boys. One's 24, one's 22, and I've got a little girl. Well, I say little girl, she's 19. it takes time. So I'm in the fortunate position where I don't have to think about homeschooling so much, because I'm actually self-employed now. I bake cakes and do a market store.
And how's that? Because that'll have its own stresses. You're completely reliant on yourself, so...
Well, I work on my own sort of for most of the time. What I did, it's like a massive shed that I built. My dad helped me finance it, to be honest with you. I lost him 2 years ago, but he started me on the path and got a couple of ovens, a couple of fridges, double sink, and I bake my cakes Monday to Wednesday, and I stand on a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday, and I sell my bread pudding, my brownies, my...
Oh, man! If I'm my dad. I am my dad. And if I walk past a market stall, and it has to be a market stall, not a baker's, or any, and there's a bit of bread pudding on there, I go, oh. And my kids hate it, like I hated it, but they will grow to love it when they're nearly 50 and go, oh, a nice big, thick slab of bread pudding.
It's one of my best sellers, to be honest with you. But I do the old sort of, I don't do fancy cakes. I do like Victoria, coffee and walnut, lemon drizzle, red velvet, that kind of thing. All on the
stop on talking the dirty.
Do you remember at school you used to get the vanilla sponge with the sprinkles on top and the custard?
Yeah. Yeah, that's you, is it?
I do them. I do dirty them. Boy. And it's you're like, you know, boy. A pound a piece or £2 for a slice. But it's just like, I thought to myself, well, I'll try. It took me a long time to get established, but the scent, I get more satisfaction and I don't earn as much as I did when I was working for the other lot.
I'm laughing because I'm watching Coffee Talk, who is an American, he's trying to type in a British accent. A little bit of Bretty Pudding.
Oh, it's so good.
Hey, listen, man, we're going to move on because we've got loads of other calls. Thank you so much for calling, and well done 5 years sober. That's an inspiration.
Thank you.
Oh, no, bless you. Thanks for all that you do, guys. Anyway,
thanks, man. Thanks. Cheers. Tati, bye. Sinjin, then we're going to come back to you. Don, I promise. Hey, this guy's up early.
Early Hello. Morning, Sinjin.
Look at the state of him. Hey guys, how you doing? It's Sinjin here. What's up, man? Sinjin, but if you want to play, just type exclamation point play.
Look at us in the daytime, Sinjin.
This is what we look like, Sinjin, in the real times.
I went to sleep when there was no sun out. I woke up and there's still no sun out.
I remember that. One of the things, if we did switch times, and it's not a done deal, and we'll just look at the poll. 59% want us to stay in the evenings, 41% want us to stay in the mornings. Doesn't change anything, but it's interesting to know, so thank you.
It is.
But one of the things is we would see less. We would see more, actually, because we could watch, but we would not be able to raid people like you and MZ as much as we have done in the past. We might see more of you.
And I have missed you. I really missed you.
I was about to say, I missed you guys. That was why I woke up.
Sorry, what was it? What was this gentleman's name again?
All right. I'm just that's
showbiz.
I don't leave. But yeah, I woke up to go to the bathroom and I was like, wait, they're still live. I was like, yes, let me go. And I was trying to be on my mobile phone, but my mobile phone just sucks as far as like watching Twitch streams.
Why do you call it mobile phone and not cell?
I thought that you guys called it mobile.
We call it mobile. First we call it mobile.
Oh, mobile, sorry.
But don't
translate
us.
For us.
Yeah, you speak your language.
You're selly.
They're both English, right?
Yeah, I know.
No one says cell phone over here. Where's my cell?
But
I call it a pocket telephone.
But if we were talking to Americans in America, we might say it.
Yeah, but only, yeah, I would actually. I like saying
like
sidewalk.
When my sister lived in America, when we went out to the restaurant, she would ask for water because otherwise she was given waffles, all kinds of things, but not water. They were like, they couldn't understand her accent. Have a waffle.
I love it. Oh, I'm going to get some waffles this morning.
Actually, yeah, waffles sound good.
I had a smoothie of banana and frozen strawberries and blueberries, and it was an oat milk, and it was bloody great.
Okay, you're just trying to step it up and be better than everybody all the time.
That's correct. Right, I am. I'm not trying to step it up. I've stepped it up.
Okay, well, let me step it down.
I am better than everyone else. Was it a wee-wee or poo-poo you got up for?
It was just wee-wee. I don't think I've ever woke up for midnight poo.
You're pooling.
I have done very occasionally, where I go to bed and I think, I really need a poo, but I think I can make it through the night. And then at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it's like, oh, no, I can't.
You wake up and you got pudding in your sheets.
Well, that has happened. Let's not go there.
I'm not in this country. Only when I was in Pakistan did I leave bread pudding in the sheets. A little bit of bretty pudding.
Honestly, that list of cakes there, Sinjin, must have made your mind boggle because I know you're very into foreign foods.
I am super into foreign foods. You guys keep talking about it and I keep getting confused and intrigued and I love it.
Because pudding to you guys is like some sort of gloopy...
A munch bunch pop.
Like, yeah, custard type stuff.
Yeah, a lot
it?
Of pudding is custard based around here, I feel like.
Well, bread pudding is more of a stodge.
See, it seems weird that you guys say bread pudding like that because I thought bread pudding was more of like a soul food, comfort food thing because bread pudding is big around here.
Oh.
But it's not like
it's
what
the same?
It won't be what
–
no, it won't.
But in a way, it is kind of soul food. It's comfort food, isn't it? Because we live in an area with a crappy climate, so we eat a lot of stodge during the winter.
What is stodge?
You know,
spotted
like
dick?
You know, like beige,
I don't know.
Spongy, but
Twitch.
More spongy than liquid.
Is it a coffee talk? Got me pocket phone. Gonna run out for a slab of some dodgy bretty pudding. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much.
He sounds
really
a native.
And I want to say hello to Lord Brains.
I don't know where of, but
Lord Brains Brain says, I remember seeing you, Ian, in 1998 at the Edinburgh Festival in some back room in a church. I probably would have been with Mackenzie, maybe, or it might have been a slightly different thing. Like, yes, gosh, well done for remembering that.
I was there too.
Okay, goodbye. Go back to bed. Go back to bed. Go back to bed.
He wasn't even born then, was he?
Let's go and waffy talk.
I'm assuming he came on the way back from the loo, not on the way there.
Disgusting. He's
quite relaxed.
It's disgusting. It's the only phone-in show on Twitch.
Yo, Donnie! Screen.
How you guys doing?
What's shaking?
I would get beaten up if I tried talking with that accent like I was at a soccer game, right?
They got a little bit of Bretty pudding.
I'm trying over here, guys. I'm trying.
We understood what you meant.
Hang on. Lord Brain says, you were with Bill Bailey. His wife was doing the lighting. Oh, that wasn't me then. I was with Mitch Benn, but I wasn't with Bill Bailey.
Oh.
So that could be. But I was there that year.
It's a case of mistaken identity.
No, it might. Someone's been mistaken. Don, how the devil are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. We're getting ready. We're gearing up for St. Paddy's Day over here where we pretend we're Irish for a minute.
Everyone's Irish for a minute, right?
St. Paddy's Day is huge over there. And it did become huge over here, I guess, in the last 5-10 years. But
as an excuse to drink,
As an excuse to drink, yeah.
As you guys did Halloween. Halloween wasn't big over there, and now it is, right?
American style, yeah.
Yeah, Lord Brains, I wasn't with Bill Bailey. It might have been Mitch Benn I don't know Bill Bailey. Halloween is now, but still nothing compared to you guys. But yeah, we have trick or treating, which we didn't have.
You do house parties, right? House parties?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Well, something that we had one a couple of years ago with the apple bobbing.
Apple bobbing.
But it's not as big as you.
Apple bobbing. Yeah.
Apple bobbing.
But what you guys do for Halloween is all the moms dress up in like really sexy, like PVC outfits. It's insane.
You just pick out something and then. But sexy. That's
it's
the
insane.
Way. When I went over to see my sister, she was studying in San Francisco, and she said, "Oh, it's Halloween. Let's dress up." So there's me and my sister dressed as witches, like ugly witches, and the rest of San Francisco, including the guys, Wonder Woman, She-Ra. All these amazing outfits, and then there's us two crones.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey. About you guys doing this time change, I think it's phenomenal, because what you'll do is you're going to catch a lot of people getting ready here in America going to work, ready to go to work.
It isn't that that early, is it? What time is it over there? 7?
Right now it's on the East Coast. It's 7.
7, yeah. So it's not that early.
But you know what? We have bad sleeping disorders over here too, just like you guys do.
Yeah.
So we're up early, a lot of us, you know. So you got that going for you.
Who knows? I mean, we've got nearly 2,000 people watching. Wow. Will that convert to subs? I don't know. We'll do the subs spiel in a bit.
Can I tell you something? I used to play the drums back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was okay, you know. And I had a friend that picked up, and I took jazz drumming, took lessons, did all this. And I had a buddy that picked it up that was just naturally gifted. And I saw him play, and I was like, "Oh, you son of a... That's you guys." I came on, so I've been at it a year now. Years coming up right now that I've been streaming. And I saw you guys recently. I was like, "Oh, look at these two."
Listen, you're a great streamer, because I was enjoying your stream the other day. Okay. But although Twitch is new to us, we've been doing this. I've been doing this talking in front of a camera or into a microphone for 25 years on telly, then on radio. Catherine's had a similar time in radio.
Yeah.
So while we're having to, we're having to learn some new skills and stuff.
Right.
And we're okay with, you know, we've been lucky with numbers. We came in just at the right time before loads of comedians and musicians and people that have been on telly came in. We came in about 3 or 4 months before they did.
And we had a really loyal fan base who were waiting for us to do the next
loyal thing. Fan base. We had a little bit of notoriety because of how it ended at the place we were at and what that place became. So we had a massive... And Twitch were behind us. You know, Twitch got us a lot of publicity. So we had a massive leg up that a lot of people don't, which is why we're so keen to come and raid other people. We're raiding our friend John Dredge later on today. That don't have that leg up, because
we know that could have been us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
No, that's noble as hell. That really is.
What time? When are you on next, man?
I go on in about 2.5 hours.
Okay. If you're on this week, when we finish, we'll come and raid you. We can't do it today because I said I'm going to raid my friend Dredge.
I would be thankful for.
But if you're up, we're finishing tomorrow at 12. And then Thursday and Friday, we're finishing at 1. If you're on, we come and raid you, my friend, because it's a great stream.
I appreciate the kind words, and I could use all the help I get. I'm a hot mess.
I don't know about the hot bit, but... listen, man, we're going to move on. It's nice to talk to you. We will see you soon, and it's always a joy to see you in the chat, so thank you.
Amazing.
You take the piss out of our queen again, and I will bust your teeth out, all right, sunshine?
But you'll still be able to eat pudding.
You'll eat some pudding.
See
you later, mate. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's get, can we get a Quaffy Tuck's channel shouted out?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Got to do our sponsors. This show can only happen because of our fabulous, fabulous sponsors that we have. And I would like to find the button. Here we go. Abbeycare.co.uk. If you're struggling with drugs or alcohol, we had someone who's 5 years sober. I don't know how they did it. All I know is this weekend, I'm gonna be
90 days.
3 months. We're not there yet. But... And I got clean every single time in the rooms. Oh, let's take this phone call quickly. Hello, caller.
Oh, hi, Ian. You all right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that Ian a calf?
Yes.
It certainly is.
Oh, yeah. Hi there. Sorry, guys. I had a notification that you were on during the day. That's brilliant.
We're fantastic. On during the day. All this week, we're starting at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's awesome. I can listen to you guys during the day now. That's fantastic.
What are you doing during the day, then?
I work. Basically, so
work from home, or are you?
Yeah, I've been working from home for a year now. God. Basically, so.
Or you've been living at work for a year. That's the way it feels sometimes, right?
Yeah. Everything's more of an effort when you're at home. I don't care what people say. It's just there's too much distraction. It's just sending an email is more of an effort these days. So.
Wow. Well, we're glad that we're here to distract you even further. Sorry about that.
No, but it's calming. Calming hearing you guys' voices in the background. It's nice. So. That's brilliant. Now, I was just calling to say a real quick one. It's Phil, by the way. I was the first caller into the 12 hour the other day.
Hey, Phil! Yeah.
So, I just wanted to call it again. I'm terrible. I'm not that good with Twitch. So if I see a notification or something, I'll try and call in quickly or say hello or something
nice
like
one.
That.
Thank you, Phil.
Just a quick one. So I want to give you my favourite inspirational quote of all time.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, right. So... Go not where the path may lead. Make your own path and leave a trail.
Funny you should say that. I went for a walk today because I'm walking more, and there's a public footpath that I hadn't seen before. I saw it the other day and I thought, well, next time I'm going to go. So I made a beeline for this public footpath. I love public footpaths. Yeah. And it went through a field, and then it went through like a field with horses in, like a jumping arena. And then I went over a stile and I could see into like a caravan park, and they had a lake, like a pond, a very big pond. It wasn't a lake, very big pond. And then as I carried on, the public footpath was overgrown.
Oh.
So I turned back. So I don't know how that fits in with your quote, but I had the chance to forge a literal path today. And I thought, nah, go back the other way. So there you go.
But you took the chance. But
then I came back. I didn't like what I saw and I came back.
But you are still thinking about it, so maybe next time you'll take a machete and...
No, I won't. I'll never go in there again.
Okay, well, that's the end of that story.
But thank you for the wise words, Phil. It's appreciated. Abbeycare.co.uk. If you're struggling with drugs or alcohol, I've got that swipe thing now and I don't know how to get rid of it. Look, the swipe. Abbeycare.co.uk, residential treatment centres, wonderful staff. A lot of them are addicts, recovering addicts and alcoholics themselves, many years sobriety. And they're lovely people. I was there for 4 days earlier in the year, 4 or 5 days. And they're wonderful, wonderful people. I thoroughly recommend it. Go and have a look at abbeycare.co.uk. Move your mouth and I'll do the thing.
Ha! Hey, what's your accent? I'm from Manchester. East of Manchester. Hey, here we go. 34sp.com. They are fab. Absolutely gear. If you need a website building, then go there. Get the main name. Have a look. WordPress. You know what I mean, kid? I go to foot of our stairs. 34sp. And if you use the code CLNA, you will get loads of stuff free. They're Boston, mate. Absolutely Boston. Fantastic. Okay.
Oh, I never need to speak again.
Oh, God. Oh, Catherine.
Oh, win it, though.
That was her doing me. The phone number's on the screen.
I think we need a weather report.
Buster Dog says, you just found you guys again. As notification didn't work. Other mornings a permanent thing. Just temporary. Just this week for now.
We're going to see.
This week for now. But it may... become permo. We just don't know. It may become a permo thing. We're going to see what happens. And who knows? Who knows? We had a big old discussion about this earlier on.
We did. Your batteries just run out.
Okay, well, that's enough of the chitty chat. We'll have more of your calls shortly. It's time to find out. Are you going to need a fleece or a t-shirt? Is the weather with Kathy B.
Thanks very much, Ian. Well, a bit of both, actually, because after a dull and cloudy start this morning, Belfast is going to look absolutely beautiful once the cloud clears. Plenty of sunshine through the day, really mild with a gentle northwesterly breeze. Tonight, dry, partially clear this evening and overnight with some just high-level cloud, a gentle northwesterly breeze. Tomorrow in Belfast, dry and bright with high-level cloud, turning sunshine hazy. More cloud around in the afternoon, but it should stay dry, and that will bring you a light northerly breeze too. So, all in all, a beautiful, beautiful outlook for the next 2 days here in Belfast. Thank you very much indeed for joining you. I'll be back with more weather in an hour's time.
Thank you very much. That was The Weather with Kathy B. It's time now. Robbie Williams and Candy. Move your calls. Coming up after the big man himself. There we go. Oh, we've gone into another thing.
Yeah, never mind. It's all good.
It's all fine. It's all fun and games.
Do you remember
games.
When you stopped that, when we started playing that on the breakfast show?
Robbie Williams and Candy.
You went, it's shit.
One of the worst songs. I'm not playing that on any radio show I work on. One of the worst songs ever. If you're new here, drop us a follow, right? Drop us a follow. If you want to support the show, you can subscribe to us. Subscribe in. Subscribe. What does that mean? What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means, losers. It means if you've got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for absolutely free. You link your Amazon Prime. Thank you, Mandy. They've got some links in the chat. You link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch by going to gaming.amazon.prime. You then come back. You click subscribe. You subscribe to us for free. We get five or we split it between us. Thank you very much indeed. If you haven't got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe with money. Just click on this. If you're on the computer, scroll down. There's a little subscribe button. Click on that. Tier one, tier two, tier three. Tier ones, thank you. Tier twos, thank you. Tier threes, if you subscribe as a tier three today, you'll get invited. And are you free Sunday for the production meeting?
Yeah, possibly.
We'll have a little chat about that. We do a monthly production meeting for the Tier 3s, the mods, and me and Catherine. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get streamed, doesn't get recorded anymore. It's a private little chitty chat. It lasts about 45 minutes, an hour on Zoom. It's a laugh.
Yes.
Haven't got to turn your camera on. Haven't got to contribute if you don't want to. You can remain silent. It is a laugh.
Out. You can just hang out. You don't. There's no pressure at all.
It's a joy and it's fun. That's for Tier 3s. And Tier 2s this month, you got given a postcard. That was a one-off. The postcard is now exclusively for Tier 3s. So Tier 3s, for April, you will be getting a postcard. So the Tier 2s and Tier 3s, you're getting your postcard this month. If I haven't reached out to you for your address yet, if you are a Tier 2 or Tier 3, please message me, whisper me, TLNA, with your address, okay? There's about 30, I think, 40 that I haven't got. And we'll be getting those postcards out next week. That's only Tier 2 and Tier 3 this month, including you, St. John. You're getting one. We've got a couple in the States, one in the Nederlander, one in South Korea.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going
to
get sent out.
I mean,
out.
It will take years to get there, but you will have one.
Next month, it's Tier 3s. So Tier 3s, that package is looking very enticing. Postcard, handwritten by one of us, signed by both of us. I'll write the address. And I'll write something with them. And the
monthly production meeting. We've had 29 new followers as of now.
Brilliant. Oh, yeah, and that's something we should mention, actually. If you are new here, please do drop us a follow because we're going to be moving around an awful lot and we don't want to lose you.
I don't want to lose the feeling I get when I hold you in my arms because I love you tonight. There you are, when I say,
okay.
And I saw you. That's a real song.
Was it?
That is a real song. It's not anymore. Okie dokie.
No.
Ozzy Adam, thank you for doing this, guys. Please stop singing. Screw you, Ozzy Adam, you goddamn piece of trash.
Do you want to have a little go of some screen makeup?
I want some makeup because my eyes look bloody awful. I've got fingernails on. My dad used to wear fingernails.
I'm not going to do you up. I'm just going to...
No, I know.
We're just going to compensate
this.
For
But
the...
before we do that, would you like a cup of cough cam?
I would bloody love one.
Let's go to the kitchen. I'm going to go to the kitchen cam.
Cough cam.
Cough cam. I'm going to go to the kitchen. And so I'm going to...
Show us how you make a brew in your celebrity kitchen.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it freezes. Hi. I'm going to make a cup of coffee.
Oh, don't lick that.
Can they hear me?
Can you hear him, or can you just hear him through?
I've got a bit of a headache.
Have you? We can hear him, says Elboido. We can hear him.
I'm waiting for the kettle to boil. What are you scratching for? Have you got fleas again?
He's talking to the cat, not me.
Oh, dirty boy.
Oh, no. We've got a phone call, Ian. Don't do that.
My lady?
I mean, what better to go with a cup of coffee?
My lady?
So it is.
My lady?
I do want one of those. I know they all taste the same.
Yeah.
Oh, just the one.
Long
ago. Mate.
A long breakfast, look. Breakfast.
It's the cornerstone of the Great British Breakfast. Ruby Cabo too. Kitchen could do with updating. Yes, because we are real people who live in houses that sometimes need work. But thanks very much, Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. There it is.
There you are. To the bell. Yeah, I don't want to lose the feeling I get when I hold you in my arms. Shut up. Big boy! Do you want to come and wave hello to the boys and girls? Kafka. He doesn't really like being picked up for too long.
Isn't that funny?
Hello. This is Biggus. Oh, you're right, darling.
quite a nice cuddle for you.
Has the blood come out of his ruff yet?
What? Sorry?
Has the blood come out of his bib yet?
The blood has come out of his bib, yes.
Thanks for that. It's like a cocktail. Emphasis on the first syllable.
Oh, this is... Oh, I get it now. Courtney Talk asked what this... This is a kettle. This is a proper kettle.
Oh, yeah.
He mentioned a big silver metal machine. That's it. It's a kettle. You Americans don't have them.
No, and I don't know how you manage. You don't drink as many cups of tea, I'm guessing, but a kettle is just standard equipment for a British kitchen.
I'm going to put the oven on because we're having steak and chips for lunch.
We bloody are. Bet your sweet bottom we are. Here it comes. I don't know how I feel about that, do you? Do I want to drink that? Oh, there it is. You know they say dance like nobody's watching.
Silent applause is all the more powerful. Could you take that, please?
I mean, it's more of a stunned silence, but...
Fine, as long as I've... As long as... Oh, shit.
What now?
As long as you're feeling something after one of my performances.
Yep, I
probably
am.
Probably Randy, knowing you.
So Randy.
So Randy!
Ah! I don't think I've used that word.
Huh?
I don't think I've ever used that word.
You're telling... After every Randy. Show, you say, God, I feel so Randy.
Actually, that's not true. I have used that word before. When I was a little girl...
Can I borrow your Hoover? I feel so Randy.
No, when I was a little girl, I had a doll called Randy Ryder. And she had...
Randy Bumgarner.
And she had a bike. And she had hinged legs. And a jumpsuit.
I used to go out with a girl like that.
She was called Randy Ryder. And that was fun.
Dang.
Big boy, you want cuddles? Right, then we're gonna do these phone calls, then we'll do a little bit of makeup. What a show.
We really are just giving and giving this morning. I hope you're appreciating that.
Let's play some advertisements, because that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. Drop us a follow. You want to come up? Oh, you bugged it off. Good. That's the correct response. Right, let's get these phone calls. We got some phone calls.
Yeah, we did.
I'm enjoying this. We're getting a lot of phone calls as well. It may just be a novelty factor, but we're getting a lot of phone calls. Regulars and irregulars.
Oh. Hello?
A bit high there. Let's bring you down.
Sorry, but the person you've called...
Is a bottler.
He's gone to the toilet.
What was that? Hang on. Shall we? Oh, we missed three calls. All right, let's try that. Morning, Jeff. Thank you for the opening titles.
Hello,
this is Ian and Catherine.
Hello, it's Carey.
Hello,
Carey.
First time ringer on the UTL.
She's the first time ringer on the new TLNA. That means nothing.
That no was for me because my finger was edging towards the bell.
Kath went, whoa, no. First time ringer. Here we go.
I just thought I'd give you a tinkle. I'm out walking my dog. I've got you in my ears. Keeping me company on my walk.
Okay, because I'm a big podcast listener. I was listening. My walk today was the last hour of Alan Bezick's phone-in show.
Oh, I miss that guy. Yeah.
And I like listening to the radio when I'm out. How does this work for you as walking company?
Fine. Sometimes miss, like when you were speaking to the American guy, just wondering what he looks like. But
he's a good,
you can catch that up.
He's a good-looking guy. Imagine a beefcake.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah. Ooh.
Big old beefcake. Good-looking fella. He'd be throwing us all over the bedroom, Carey.
I like listening to podcasts too. And I heard that comment from Frank Skinner the other day.
I'm thrilled
well.
By that. Absolutely thrilled. Yeah. I'm even in his sphere of knowledge. Yeah. That's amazing.
It's a good listen as well if you know, just, I mean, the thousands now because it goes back to 2009, but it's a good listen.
I got the boot from Absolute so they could afford to pay for Frank Skinner.
Oh, so in a way, you should be thanking Ian.
Yeah, they let me go because he was costing too much.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not his fault.
It's under here I want.
Yeah, I know, but I'm doing the whole lot. Come on.
We'll just do under here.
No, I'm going to do that as well because he needs to.
Get him, Kerry, what you can't see is Catherine is
I'm just
making me look less old.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, with the power of makeup.
Thank you. You're going for the full makeover, Catherine.
I think that we could do a little something, nice. Something.
But this is what they do on TV, you know. Quite often you'll see someone who you've seen on...
I do think that there was one... I there was one that they did with you on GMTV and you looked a bit like Dale Winton.
Oh, they would put it on too thick sometimes. If you had an older woman, they would put it on too thick because they were old school. If they were younger, they would hardly do anything. But that's quite... When you see people you've seen on TV out in the street or... you know, doing like a Zoom thing from home, they look older because you're seeing what they look like.
No filters either.
And HD TV, they all panicked, didn't they?
They panicked with 4K. 4K was the one. 4K and HD,
Thanks to Alistair as well for hosting the meeting yesterday because it was good and I had to stop out of something.
Oh, Kerry, we're losing you.
Oh, sorry. Can you...
No! Kerry! Come. Alistair, I forgot Alistair who said the I'm not a grown up yesterday.
What happens with this?
This is this eye though.
Yeah. We got it.
I love makeup for TV.
I love makeup full stop. It's great.
Can I just try Kerry again? I felt bad that we lost her there. Let's just give Kerry a little cautious.
Look at that, that looks so natural.
I love that flamingo.
Hello.
There we go. That's better. Go on. You talked about the meeting yesterday.
Yeah, I went under a bridge. Yes, Alistair hosted the meeting yesterday. It was very good. Great. I could tell he was a bit nervous, but I had to leave early because someone came home unexpected and I didn't want them to be listening. So
I
dropped out, but it was very good.
Alistair is a good man. Yeah, he does a great job. For those who are wondering what we're talking about, it's a meeting that I set up maybe nearly a couple of months ago called I'm Not a Grown Up, and it's for people to come and just share for a few minutes about how they're doing with their mental health. Bye, Claire. Goodbye, Claire. How people are doing with their mental health and stuff. And yesterday was the first one that I could not attend. And Alistair took the meeting. I know he would have done a great, great job.
Yeah,
finished.
I mean, it's worked, but it looks so odd.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that.
No, come on.
No, I'm happy with that.
Let me just blend it a bit better.
I'm happy with that.
I'll have to watch the replay to get the full effect.
You will do, Kerry. Enjoy. You say you're walking a dog, or are you just out for
I'm walking a dog, yes.
Good.
I've
all right.
My little dog with me, yeah.
Enjoy your walk.
I'm halfway around, so... I'm nearly home.
All right. Nice one, Kerry. Take care. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Does your father wear guy liner? Does your father have eyes? We missed this. Let's play a little cheeky advert.
Maybe my technique is better suited.
Oh, but then you just kind of... There you go. It's done.
Welcome to the O2 messaging
I'm happy with that.
The person you are calling is unable to take your call.
I'm happy.
Please leave your
Gemma, did you see the Breville? Did you see the Breville, Gemma? Your postcard is written, Gemma.
I'm obeying Gemma. Gemma's saying Pete, I need to give you the full beat. Let me see. Oh, you really are. There we go. That's... It's worked, but I don't know whether I prefer you... Hollow,
she says! Hello, caller.
Hey, Catherine, hey, Ian.
Oh my gosh, you are distorted. You are distorted to flippery.
Oh, hang on a second.
Just turn it down, man.
How's that?
Cool out. It's still... Okay, it's less loud. It's still a bit distorted, but we can make it work, I think.
Okay. Hey, Catherine, hey, Ian, how you doing?
Hello.
That's much better, actually. Thank you. Yeah, good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad. It's Crib from the chat here.
Hey, Crib from the chat.
Watching you since the radio days. I just wanted to comment on your new time slot. And one of the things I think you should do, and this is not advice, is you need to look out for yourself. Forget everyone else. Forget your audience. You've got to look at what's right for your life. I did the night shift years ago, and it screwed me up. Missed out on a lot of things. And you guys really need to look at what's good for you, what's going to make you healthier, happier, and more enjoyable in your life.
Mm. You're right. But it's isn't it hard to acknowledge that sometimes? Isn't it hard?
Yeah, it took me about 2 years of going through hardships to understand that. And I thought I was going for the money.
Yeah.
And it was the wrong approach. I missed out on a lot. And, you know, weekends were just fleeting. Very rare to see family and friends. And, yeah, I can relate to what you're going through. But as I say, you know, your audience will follow you. You both bring fantastic things to Twitch. I mean, looking at the vibe and all the stuff that you've done, you can still do that in the daytime. It's just going to be a slightly different show. And what you're doing now is brilliant.
Thank you, man. I think the show, this is a novelty for us at the moment, but the show, well, just remember that I might be picking my kids up from school, so this is going. But we're going to see. We're doing it this week, and then next week we've got 3 days off, and we're doing Monday and Friday evening, and we're constantly, you know, we'll be messaging each other all the time about this. I think we phoned each other 2 or 3 times yesterday with different... I had a revelation. I phoned Catherine up. She came back an hour later with her revelation. Then I batted something back a little bit later. It's just dawned on us that we are in such a fortunate position that a lot of people strive for, of being in control of when and how much, within certain parameters, we work.
Yeah.
Mm. And that actually we could do a little bit less at when we wanted, and it would not make a significant difference to us in terms of income.
And the other thing is that, you know, doing this job, having more of a life, is only going to be beneficial to what we're doing, because we'll have more to talk about.
Yes.
And you only get one life.
Yeah.
Well, I said this to my boys in the message, you only get one life unless you're a Buddhist, and even then you still only get one life, because that's plainly bollocks. Crib, thank you very much indeed. So yeah, I might be, am I picking the kids up today?
Do you know what? I'm already used to that.
Sure. I am picking them up. What time? I am picking them up. Oh, the makeup.
I'm already used to it.
Yeah, that's great. It's fine. It's a little bit pale. I'd have it a little bit more blended in, particularly on this one, but it's fine.
You know why? Because I'm used to contouring, and obviously I'm not doing that with you. You need it a bit lighter for contouring purposes.
I am picking the kids up this evening, this afternoon, which is great. I've got a Zoom call with my mum at 2 o'clock, which is great.
Sweet.
Visiting my mum on Monday, which is great. Got the keys. Was going out for my walk yesterday. My keys in my scooter snapped the other day. I only had one key and it snapped and I couldn't get it out. Luckily I managed to get the scooter started to come back. I was with my 9-year-old and he said, do we have to push it back? I said, well, yeah, we might do. Actually, we'd have got the bus and I'd left it there and then come back and got it on my own. But the key snapped and I couldn't get the key out. A guy came around last week, took the key out in less than 2 seconds, but couldn't cut the key. And I thought, because it's an old scooter, it's old. And I thought, I'm in trouble here. Mm. Guy rocked up yesterday, 2 keys. He said, this should work. And he did. And he went, isn't it funny? He said, I was told it was a 25-year-old bike. And I expected and he said, and I come here and it's an X-Reg. And that isn't old to me. You know, he said, I expected like a sort of 1950s style thing. It's an X-Reg. That's 25 years old, whatever it is. Isn't it? Something like that, 20 odd years. But so I got my scooter.
So that means we can go on a burn-up.
We can go on a little burn-up. We can go on a burn-up, baby.
And that's another thing. What's
and
the weather?
Aprilia is what. It's a crappy old scooter and I love it. 900 quid it cost me.
And that's the thing about now working during the day. If it's a nice day, I can come over on my bike.
Yeah, a little burn-up.
Sweet.
I love it.
Listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing! Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.